Hello, my beautiful friend. Hello. I have a little music for you from the Beatles. I'm watching this amazing video. Is it from the 60s, I think? It's so fun to see them. Okay, I forgot what I was doing. Help me if you can, I'm feeling down. And I do appreciate you being around. Today's Lovegram is continuing a conversation that got started earlier this week. You may have seen that I had sent out an invitation. My dear, beautiful, wonderful poet friend, Rosemary Watola Tromer, and I host something called The Secret Agents of Change. And this week we launched something called Operation Inverse. And typically, this is a group of people that go out and do anonymous acts of kindness and joy out in the world. And, you know, so we have an operation like this one, and then we send people out. Rosemary has a poem and I create a prompt from it. Well, this week we called it Operation Inverse because we kind of switched things around a little bit on people. Instead of sending people out to go do acts of kindness and joy and love, we set a mission that people were to ask for help. Hence the Beatles singing Help. And while I'm talking to you, I just realized I'd like to read you one of the poems. I think that would be, actually, maybe I'll read you both. But so the way it works again, Rosemary has a poem. This time we actually had two, because they were both so perfect. And then I give a prompt. And I know there were some of you there, and I was so glad to see some of my wonderful Simply Celebrate friends. But I know a lot of you, of course, couldn't be there, and maybe you didn't even have a chance to pop on over to the Facebook group. Maybe it's not even your thing, which I totally understand. However, whether or not the Secret Agents of Change is your thing, I think that everybody's thing should be learning how to ask for help more frequently. And part of the reason that I say this is that I coach people, and I see how hard it is for people to ask for help. And you know what else I see is how wonderful it feels to be asked for help. It's this strange phenomena that most of us are really reluctant to ask for help. We don't want to bother people. We don't want to be a burden. And that also most of us feel really good when someone asks us for help, because we get the chance to feel strong. We get the chance to offer love. We get the chance to see our own strength and wisdom when we're giving it to somebody else. It's such a gift. And so, whether or not you're interested in, you know, the Secret Agents of Change, it's, you know, it's all a separate thing than Simply Celebrate, although it's me. I'm the bridge. I'm trying to find Rosemary's poem for you right now. Here it is. After years of pretending I can do it all, I said yesterday when Linda asked if I'd like a nutritious drink to go. You'll need the protein, she said as she slipped the bottle into a paper bag. I said yes when she offered to bring me food later. Said yes when she offered to bring me wine. And when Steve said, let's go outside, I said yes. Yes, as he showed me the best spot to sit to face east in the morning. Yes, as he showed me the place to face west. And later when Joan asked if she could hold me, one palm to my chest, one palm to my back, her forehead touched to my shoulder, I said yes. I said yes as she helped me to carry boxes and bags, said yes as she handed me water. I, the queen of no, said yes. I, who thought I could do it alone, I who desperately want to not be a burden. I who have longed for control. I who made a small cell out of no, said yes, and felt the doors of reluctance swing open, then fall off their hinges, then dissolve into gratefulness. How long have I thought I needed to do this alone? How long have I clung to this island of separateness? How sweet it tastes, this yes, like chocolate with 30 grams of protein, no less, like pure water offered in a small white cup, something I need to live, something I'm made of. So again, that's called After Years of Pretending I Can Do It All. And her second poem kind of got cut off, so I'm not going to read that, but that's okay. I'm going to read you the prompt. And, you know, just listen if you want, and then you never have to do anything with this. Maybe listen and something will spark. I just like to open this door, as Rosemary said, the door to the cell of no. I thought that was such a beautiful line. Like, open the door to the cell of no and just consider that there might be some very, very tiny or some very large way that you need to ask for help right now. So I say, secret agents, your mission, should you choose to accept it, is Operation Inverse. Usually our missions involve kindness, joy, encouragement, or love. Not this time. This time, instead of handing something to someone else, you are showing up, as Rosemary beautifully writes, with your own open hand. That was the poem I didn't read you. You are asking, you are receiving, you are saying yes, yes, yes. Secret agents, this may be one of the most challenging missions ever. Instead of offering kindness and care, you will invite someone else to offer it to you. You will ask for help. You will receive help. You will open your hands and your heart. What makes this secret is that you aren't revealing upfront that it is a mission, and the person who helps you is secretly doing good, and they're secretly becoming an agent of change. Do you see the joy you are giving? Someone unbeknownst to them will have the beautiful, exquisite joy of being able to help another human. Operation Inverse. Watch how it feels to ask. See how it feels to receive. Notice who you ask and what you ask for. Notice everything. Find the secret joy in every step. And listen, beautiful secret agents, hours or days or weeks later, you can confess and say, guess what? I'm a secret agent and you can join us. In fact, you are already a secret agent. You know, because that person would have already helped you and they didn't even know they were doing a mission. And then I just give people some ideas, and I want you to just hold these yourself or see, much more importantly, I think on Friday I sent an email where I was talking about what it is to listen to the secret whispers from ourselves, those quiet, you know, that still small voices they say. When we listen, I really believe that most often something shows up. So I'm going to read you some ideas, but see if something drops in for you. Like something like, wow, I do really need help with da da da. Could be a logistical problem. It could be an emotional something. It could be help cleaning up something. It could be help figuring something out on the computer. But, you know, it could be something as simple, you know, would you mind taking my picture? Could you help me reach that item on the top shelf? Would you hold the door for me? Can you recommend your favorite thing on the menu? Could you give me directions? Those are all simple things we could ask of strangers, since this was, you know, our secret agent missions are usually involving strangers, but they don't have to be. But I say, if you're feeling very brave, with an open heart filled with courage, you could also ask, I'm feeling sad. Could you sit with me for a moment? I'm scared. Will you hold my hand? I can't do this alone. Will you help me? And I want to give credit for these questions to Kim Rosen. I took her class called Death's Door, Undefended at the Threshold. And we practiced asking these and other questions like this about really like vulnerable places where we felt lonely, we felt sad, we felt like we needed help, and practiced asking for that help. And then I also say, you know, the mission could simply be to say yes when somebody offers a seat, glass of water, help carrying something, a compliment. think about that one. Think about the next time someone compliments you. How do you receive compliments? Do you fully, you know, open yourself to them and receive them, or do you deflect? A listening ear. You know, maybe someone says, hey, you know, do you want to talk about that? And how do you receive that offer? You know, again, do you deflect it, even though you probably do want to talk about it, or it might help to talk about it? So the point is not the size or depth of the request. The point is practicing the courage of opening your hand and allowing another human being the joy of giving. So I know some of you listening may have already heard all this, but you know, I'm also, as you guys have heard me say, this is kind of meta, many times before, repetition is really important in anchoring things into who we are and to what we really know about life. I mean, this whole idea of asking for help is something I've been practicing for many years. And even now, even though I just hosted with Rosemary this whole secret agent operation about it, that was on Tuesday and it's now Sunday, right? So it's like having all these days in between, it anchors it in for me to remember. Yeah, am I doing that? Am I still, you know, enacting this mission? Am I receiving what people give? You know, and just as I said that, I felt this wash of gratitude to you because I'm receiving right now. It's such a gift to me that you are on the other side of this virtual table from me every week when I do the Love Grams, because it makes me feel less alone. You guys know this. I sign off quite frequently, not always, but quite frequently with, you know, we're all just walking each other home. And I feel that. Like you being here listening, sometimes sending me an email, sometimes responding and you're like, oh, I liked this or that touched me or I see this in my own life. It's a way that I stay connected to the world. You know, and even before I hear from any of you, even like right now, I am connected to myself because I'm reflecting, but I'm also connected to you because I picture you, right? I tell you this a lot. I will go through and look at all the names of the people who have subscribed to this mailing, this community of mailing lists that I do. And I like to picture you. And so it makes me feel a part of a web. And that's so important. The idea of belonging is really important to me. And I never connected this before, but when I just said that, I think one of the ways that we enable other people to feel as if they belong is when we ask for help. It gives us the sense that we matter, that we can offer something, that we have, you know, a strength to give. Just think about how important that is. And how often do we neglect to offer that gift because we think it's a burden? And it's not. It's not. It's not. So anyway, thanks for being here today. Let's see if we want to play a little more Beatles. Where did they go? See if I can easily find them again. I love this. Won't you please, please help me? And you've helped me today. Thank you. Thanks for being here now and forever, however long you've been hanging around. I appreciate you. I love you. I'm so glad we're walking each other home and not alone on this journey. Bye-bye.